10:05, the final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am your host. My name, Chad Hastie. Thank you for tuning in on this chilly Wednesday morning. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. Joining me in studio, Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I am good, thank you.
We had a big vote last night, recall election.
Correct.
That failed against attempted against Victor Hernandez. It failed.
Right.
Going forward, how do you think this council will get along? Because you've got a council right now that I think some would label as dysfunctional. How does a recall affect the city council?
Well, I think getting it behind us is going to help. I mean, it's been a distraction, there's no doubt. Not only has it been a distraction for Councilman Hernandez, but it's been a distraction for the entire council, as well as the three attempts against Councilman Price.
Right.
So, you know, it's my hope. We've got this. It's just one more thing that's behind us. You know, and I'm going to defend this council a little bit. I think one of the reasons we're viewed like we are is we do so much stuff out front, and we're not having a lot of these discussions in the executive session like has been done in the past. I told a group yesterday, I was meeting with the media, and I said, you know, I think you would rather have a council of seven people that are very passionate and sometimes passionately disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had seven people that sit up there and really you're wondering if they're breathing, if they care. So, you know, it depends on the measure you measure us by. But I think this council will be able to put all this behind us. We've got some big issues we've got to solve.
What are your goals going forward the next few months? We're getting into election season, yes. As you know. And yesterday you even mentioned again, and it wasn't your first time saying that you were going to run for re-election,
yes.
But we're getting into election season.
Correct.
What are your views and your goals the next few months?
You know, my personal goal for the next 30 days is now that we've got the recall behind us, we've got the termination of Ms. Dumball behind us, really the only big controversial issue we've got right now is RFP at LPNL. We've got all these other distractions behind us. I think it's my job to try to pull people back together right now. That's a very short-term goal. Within the next 12 months, we've got to make a decision. As a council, what are we going to do about generation for 2019? And that will be my number one priority from now till May, and will remain my priority after May if I'm reelected.
Is that something that you think the council will want to debate going into election season?
We better. It's the biggest issue that this city's ever faced, and it may be the biggest issue that we ever face. We're talking about our entire electrical supply starting in 2019, and we're looking 30, 40, 50 years. So it's $8 to $10 billion decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a lot of debate. I mean, this is not a decision that we need to sit there and nod our head and pretend we understand what staff's telling us and then rubber stamp it. We need to get down in the weeds on this issue.
And we'll talk about that. And of course, with LPNL, there was an issue that was brought up a couple of weeks ago, and it was regarding Councilman Hernandez. And we had a listener who called in, and they were basically asking for an update if anything ever happened. And that was, there was an allegation that he was using the city mail service.
Correct.
Whatever happened with that?
You know, I had a city employee inform me that she was concerned, didn't know what to do, because she had witnessed Councilman Hernandez put a piece of mail in the slot without postage from his law office. I sent Sam Medina and the city manager an email asking them to look into it. Sam Medina returned an email to me about a week later and said that he had visited with Councilman Hernandez. Councilman Hernandez said that he had not used city postage and that he never had, and that as far as he was concerned, that pretty much shut the looking into the matter, and I was more than happy to take that response.
Okay, so that matter's wrapped up then.
I think it's done, yes, sir.
When it comes to authority on the city council, and I don't know if you heard earlier, but we had a caller who called in and asked, and it was in regards to the recall election,
right.
In a way, and then also the tax issue that was a year or two ago with Victor Hernandez. And at that time, council said, we don't have the authority to remove someone from the city council.
Correct.
where does that authority kick in? Right. If there is another case that pops up, let's say there's another council member in the future that either doesn't pay their taxes or that violates something in the city charter, who has the authority to remove that person?
Well, the only people that have the authority to remove a council member is the voters through the recall process we just went through. Now, if you, and you can carry it another step, if you've got a council member that's accused of violating a law, of course, council has no authority there as well. It would be up to the local district attorney's office to decide if it was worth pursuing or not.
Okay, so basically, city council, you all have your hands tied. When it comes to removing someone, you can't do anything.
Well, and I don't think you want us to. You know, I get tickled now when I hear people involved in politics complaining about it being political. Well, it is political.
Right.
And it's very political on that city council, and mm-hmm. it's going to remain being political. So I don't think you want, you know, me as mayor to be able to go after an elected official. Mm-hmm. I think we need to leave those decisions up to the voters.
You brought up the recall process. Last night you were quoted as saying that you weren't a big fan of the recall on – I guess, timing-wise.
Well, and my issue is not so much with the timing, but the fact that the state legislator changed the rules on us several years ago. This recall petition was a valid petition, first one in the history of Lubbock, and then we had to wait 3 months before we could hold the recall election.
Right.
That's ludicrous. But the state legislators changed the law, so here we are having a recall in November, and it could have been really bad if it had been a successful recall, mm-hmm. then we would have had an election in January, possible runoff. We could have had a councilman member sitting for, you know, 60 days and then rerunning. So since the state law has changed, it's made our charter one more time a little bit outdated.
So do you think there needs to be a charter review committee?
I wish we could figure out a way to do it to where it was done right, it was done for the right reasons, and it wasn't very politically slanted. But I don't know how you get over that hurdle because it's tough. It needs to be done. We need a complete rewrite. But I don't think anybody can agree on the best way to get that done.
Visiting with Mayor Glenn Robertson. Let's go ahead. Let's take the break. When we come back, we have obviously LPNL in the news and a lot more in the news as far as City Hall goes. If you have a question for the mayor, we'll also take your questions as well. We'll be right back with Mayor Glenn Robertson. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, Mayor Glenn Robertson in studio. Mayor, there is quite a bit going on with Lubbock Power and Light. It seems like every time I have you on, LPNL is in the news, and it's been in the news for a long time now.
It has.
Now calls from you for an investigation into LPNL, and I guess to allow law enforcement to get involved, correct?
Well, yes, and I think we have to. That we've had allegations and accusations made by outside parties that there's been violations of state bidding laws. And we've had a failed attempt at an investigation by a law firm, and now they're going to a second law firm. But with the allegations and accusations that have been made, since they're actually, if they're true, I mean, somebody has broken the law. I just think as mayor that I have a responsibility, a legal responsibility, to ask law enforcement to look at this. So I'm gonna just ask council if they would consider giving direction to our city manager to ask our chief of police to get involved in this at any level that he deems is necessary. I don't know if we've got other law enforcement agencies involved. If not, but if so, I would like for him to cooperate with them fully. If nobody is involved, I think we need to look at it. We need to find out if the law has been broken so we can get this put behind us and move on.
There was a reported rumor a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, yes, about the FBI possibly looking into LPNL.
Right.
Does this have any connection?
You know, I don't know. I've been hearing rumors about FBI looking at LPNL for over a year now. I'm not going to comment on rumored investigations by any law enforcement agencies. I think that's way out. Number one, it's way outside of my knowledge base. And number two, it surely is something that I need to stay away from. So I just think we need to make sure as a council that we've asked our law enforcement to look at this and feel like, you know, and we've done this before. Law enforcement always looks at any potential of crime within the city of Lubbock. We had a situation about a year ago where we had some employees stealing copper.
Right.
Our detectives got on top of that, got it solved. You know, that's all we need to do. We need to take a good hard look at this, make sure that everything's good, and get on down the road.
The law firm that was initially investigating.
Yes.
They had a conflict of interest.
Correct.
You had made a comment to one media outlet that it seemed as though they were not particularly trying to uncover things, but maybe make it to where it was deflected a little bit.
My impression after meeting with the investigative attorney is it really felt like, and it's just an opinion, that they were trying to defend the whole process rather than actually investigate it. That did concern me.
Is that why your call for the maybe for the police to get involved in this?
No doubt, because you know it's. I think it's a little ludicrous that we're allowing a board and employees. I mean, employees and board and everybody that ought to be looked at to conduct their own investigation. I want third party. I want them to look at everything. I think we need to look at any employees, make sure they hadn't violated the law. I think we need to look and make sure any board members hadn't violated state bidding laws. And we need to look at this entire council, including myself. Let's clear the air. Let's get sunlight on this issue. Let's find out exactly what happened and solve the problem.
How much confidence do you have in the Electric Utility Board and in the leadership of LPNL?
Zero.
That's not good.
Well, you know, it's and I've got a 2.5-year history. I served on that board for over a year, and I don't have the confidence. It's we've got some great people on that board. We've got some great people in administration, but we've got issues, and you know they're going to have to be solved. But I've got to carry it farther. It's not just a board, and it's not just LPNL. It's this city council and previous city councils. None of us, including me, have done our jobs for the last 9 years since LPNL was structured differently. The city councils, previous and this one, have not done our jobs overseeing the budget. They just gave an attorney that's been there for 6 weeks a 40% raise from $150,000 to $210,000. That's ludicrous. The problem is this council, we didn't restrict their budget when we should have during budget session to keep them from being able to do this kind of nonsense. So there is blame to go around on all of us.
So how do you move forward? Because the public, when they hear that you have no confidence whatsoever, you also said, though, that there are some good members of the Electric Utility Board. And I believe that's true. But when you hear, when the public hears you have zero confidence,
correct.
And the public probably has zero confidence as well in LPNL.
Yes.
What needs to be done? Do we need to clean house?
Well, you know, we've got problems cleaning the charter. First thing we got to realize is we got to go by the charter.
Right.
And all we can do is look at the board appointments. The board is going to have to deal with its staff issues, its administration, and they've got two people that report to them. And I'm going to let the board handle that. What I'm recommending and what I'm calling for and what I hope to have happen, and we'll see what happens Thursday night. But I'm assuming that Gail Kring's probably still going to be a board member, and I'm assuming he's still going to be board president.
On Thursday night, by the way, for those who don't know, there are, what, five appointments?
Five appointments coming up, and Gail Kring's is one of them. But what I want to have happen is I want Gail Kring and myself to get together, each one of us to appoint one EUB member and one city council member apiece, to where there's six of us that we need to get in the weeds. This little subcommittee needs to really get in the weeds on generation. We need to get in the weeds on what's the problem. Why do we have the communication errors between LPNL and the rest of the city? Why do we have all this controversy constant? And we need to all get on the same page, and I think we can do that. And I think that's going to be my number one job for the next, like say, 30 to 60 days is trying to pull this group together and for all of us to say, you know what? Now there's just six of us. We're going to leave the personalities and all the emotions out of this room. We've got 16 people, 9 board members and 7 council members trying to make the biggest decision in the history of Lubbock. It's too many personalities. There's too many emotions. We've got to get that number down. We've got to get it to where a smaller group can professionally dig through the facts, come up with solutions, and make recommendations back to the board and to the council. Because these two groups are going to have to work together going forward.
And that sounds good.
Yes, it does.
It sounds good. It sounds like smooth sailing ahead, but you've got a possible investigation, or you do
Correct.
Have an investigation. You may have authorities investigating LPNL.
Correct.
Depending on public opinion with city council, you may have some issues there after this Thursday night.
It's not going to be easy.
You've got 5 appointments. 3 of them are reappointments.
I'm not saying it'll be easy. It's going to be tough.
And how do you get all that clutter out?
Well, I think it's going to take a commitment by Gail Kring and myself that both of us are going to take the lead and we're going to work together. Now, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Gail Kring's a good man. I like Gail. I've known him for years. My company does business with the company that he works for. We're going to continue that relationship. But Gail and I can disagree. You know, I had a situation. I had my coffee yesterday morning, and Emilio Beta shows up. Emilio and I disagreed furiously the day before. He shows up to my coffee, and he sticks his hands out and says, "Good morning, Mayor. How are you?" That's how we got to be able to work.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be able to disagree with each other in meetings and then put that behind us and realize that disagreement's good. And I think if I can get the number down, right now we've got board members pointing fingers at board members, council members pointing members, you know, we're pointing fingers at everybody. So, no, it's not going to be easy, but we're talking $8 to $10 billion of electrical generation for 30 years. Nobody told us this job would be easy.
Visiting with Mayor Glenn Robertson here in studio, the CEO, Gary Zing of LPNL, he was under a little bit of fire.
Yes.
They voted on his employment. What are your thoughts on Gary Zing?
You know, I won't discuss personnel issues at the public level because anytime I do that, I'm opening the city to liability. And if I open the city to liability in the form of litigation, I can cost the taxpayers money. I will say that, you know, there was a motion to terminate, a second, and a vote, and it was 6-2 to not terminate Gary Zing. That's all right. That's how the process works.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to keep the personnel discussions, the hows and whys, in executive session. I do hope if it comes up again, I hope they don't make the same mistake this council made with Ms. Dumball. If you're going to fire somebody in our line of work, fire them for cause to where it doesn't cost the citizens of this town hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen there, but that's an issue that by charter the board's going to have to deal with, and I don't get a vote on it.
There's obviously much more going on at City Hall. One of those possible bond election going into the future.
Right.
Where does the city council stand right now on bond elections?
You know, Councilman Hernandez about 3 or 4 months ago proposed a bond election committee. It was formed. My understanding, I think they've got a meeting this week. They were kind of charged with looking at whether or not, A, do we even need to worry about a bond election by November 2014? And if they feel like we do, what do they think needs to be on it? So we're very early on in that process.
Do you have any confidence that citizens would pass a major bond? You looked yesterday at some elections,
right.
Amarillo, Houston, there were bonds that went down.
It'd be tough right now, and it's not just Lubbock. And I think that's the point I want to make. Everybody thinks, oh, poor Lubbock, look at the city council. There's distrust across the country right now of our government. So, no, I wouldn't be very confident at all.
Mayor Glenn Robertson, you got a city council meeting tomorrow night. Maybe
yes,
some
sir.
People will show up and view what's going on at City Hall. Appreciate your time today.
6:15 tomorrow evening.
Appreciate your time.